This was the moment the 7.3 magnitude quake struck a remote region between the capital Kathmandu and Mount Everest. UK aid worker Mike Lavender was there as it happened.
The ground is still moving underneath. It feels like you're standing on a boat. Everybody is, including me, is terrified.
It caused landslides and buildings to collapse and sent people running into the street. Phone networks have been jammed for hours. This woman's trying to reach her family.
I'm trying to call to my home. But network is busy. It's not reachable. I'm worried for my family.
It's just over 2 weeks since the region's biggest earthquake in decades killed 8,000 people. Rose Foley from UNICEF is still in Kathmandu helping survivors.
We all dived under tables and the shaking just seemed to go on and on and on. We got out as quickly as we could, as soon as it was safe. And the earth outside as the aftershocks were hitting just felt like you were on a boat.
Today's quake struck at around midday local time rather than in the middle of the night, so it's hoped there'll be far fewer casualties. A handful of deaths have also been reported in neighbouring India to the south and Tibet to the north.